This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do people not understand about your job? That's a guy's perspective this morning. And I think you can back me up on this, Kelly. Coastal Country Jam was amazing. Great festival. Everything went well.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday for us, it was hectic. Describe sort of what we went through behind the scenes.
Oh, there was a lot going on. We had interviews that we were doing behind the scenes. And so those were set up at specific times. But then we also had the honor of doing all the stage intros yesterday.
We did like 12.
Super cool. But it was like, okay, be back at this time and this time and this time. So between the two schedules, there was a lot of running around.
Yeah, I have a blister on my foot from running back and forth, and I didn't get to go out and see as many people as I would like. I wanted to, but just time didn't allow it because we had a great time, but we were working. That was our job. And I was just a little disappointed when I left. I left after like two songs from Jason Aldean because I had to be here at 5 o'clock this morning in the IE. Some of the texts I got from some people, I'll just read a couple. Love you, bud, but I was very disappointed today because I didn't exist.
Ooh.
That was one. Another one was, figured you must have left. You said you'd be able to spend some time with us. Drive safely. Then I got a third one saying, I know you're working, but you didn't have any time to say hi. And I'm like, I didn't mean to do that. We were working literally the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to clarify that with people this morning and also ask the question, what do people not understand about your job sometimes that can frustrate you?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, you're at a concert. Cool. And they don't realize that. No, behind the scenes, we are working. I don't think I even stepped out into the festival until after 7 o'clock because we had a very small window. And I was like, I'm going to run out and say hi to a couple people and that was pretty much it until the end of the night.
That's exactly what I did until I had to leave. Just scared I wasn't going to wake up in the morning to go to work.
Right.
So, guys' perspective, what do people not understand about your job that can time to time frustrate you? 888-431-3764. Text or give us a call.
Work's called work for a reason. A lot of times people don't understand that there's a lot of glory in some jobs, but there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. Like out at Coastal Country Jam, a lot of people are like, man, that's so awesome. You're working at a concert. Yeah, but we're still working.
Yeah, that parting, we're working. And that's the guy's perspective today, what I want people to understand. Because yesterday was literally crazy. We did 12 stage intros. We have to try and change it up every time. Then we have to run back, do interviews, think of questions to ask, think of social media videos. There's a lot go into it. So I got some upsetting text that I didn't get to see everyone I could when I was on my way home. And I want to apologize, but also say I was working. I didn't mean for that to happen.
So what is it that people don't understand about your job? 949 text in says, teachers are not glorified babysitters. We are way more than that. We're parents, an educator, an advocate, and way underpaid on top of all of that.
Well said. The utmost respect for teachers. 909 here says, I'm a mailman and people don't realize how physically demanding my job is. I hear people say, we're just walking around. How hard can that be? But they don't realize some of us walk up to 14 miles a day carrying 30-pound packages.
Yeah, that's a huge workout. Dan in Fontana, what is it that people don't get about your job?
Oh, boy. I've been doing it for 31 years now. I drive a concrete truck. I never know when I start until about 7 o'clock the day before. And I never know when I'm going to get done because we work until work is done. Sometimes we're done at 3, sometimes we're done at 7, sometimes we're done at midnight.
And it's not with like concrete. You can be like, I'll be right back. We'll finish it tomorrow.
Right. One time I ended up working 23 hours. I got home about 5 o'clock in the morning. I went in the day before about 4.
Ooh, and we were complaining about having to wake up so early this morning because we were out in Long Beach till 11 o'clock.
I love getting a dose of perspective.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better, and then I start feeling bad that I've actually been complaining.
951 texts in says, my husband doesn't understand that I can't be late for work. He's self-employed, so running a few minutes late is no big deal for him. Not in my line of career.
Right, 951, truck drivers don't make it home every night. Sometimes it's weeks away at a time. I think everyone has that one thing with their job that they get, and they get a little frustrated that people in the outside world don't get it. And that's fair, because they actually don't know the insides of it.
So what is it for you? What do people not understand about your job? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. I can tell by the...
Let's clear the air about our professions this morning. What do people simply don't understand about your job? That's a guy's perspective, because I almost felt bad yesterday as I was driving home. So I got 3 texts from 3 different people saying, hey, you didn't exist. I didn't see you at Coastal Country Jam. We didn't get to party together. We were backstage. I watched 2 songs yesterday. That was 2 Jason Aldean songs. That is the only thing I watched from yesterday. Because we're interviewing, we're doing stage intros. There was a lot going on. So what do people not get about your job? Like the 626, pool service maintenance repair workers. We have hard, high labor work outside in the heat waves, rain, wind, air pollution. We're always working.
Yeah, people who work outside and have to deal with the elements, that's a whole big toll that you don't think about. 909 here says, I manage 911 operators. People don't realize the emotional toll that it takes on us. That's a job I could never do.
You got to save people's lives.
Yeah.
All the time.
Literally. You are dealing with life and death situations, and you got to be quick on your feet.
Yeah, I work as a teacher's assistant in special education. I work in behavior intervention programs. People don't understand a thing about my job.
951 says, what people don't understand about my job is I have to work every other weekend. I'm a nurse. It sucks, but I do what I do because it's my job, and I end up missing out on a lot of family events. And juggling, I know, because this weekend was tough. Juggling your personal and professional life, that's a whole other job.
Well, let's speak about you for that. How much did you have going on this weekend?
Oh, it was baseball and birthday parties. And yeah, we had to work this weekend.
So you had to divide and conquer. You owe your husband a date night, I think.
Oh, 100%. And even my kids. I mean, Carter was like, Mom, you're going to miss my tournament. I said, I will be there for a game. And then, yeah, I have to leave. I mean, if you want to keep playing baseball... Mama's got to go to work.
She got to make that small amount of money.
Right? But Coastal Country Jam was a blast. One of the highlights, definitely Thomas Rhett. We're going to share our interview with him coming up just after 7 o'clock.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.